Hey, I'm your coach, Nat Crawford, and today we're going to talk about prayer. Our journey through faith takes us through various seasons, times of joy, times of trials, and times of waiting. In all of these seasons, prayer is our direct line to God. So let's listen to the Apostle Paul's advice into the power and peace found in prayer. Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." This passage is a powerful reminder of the transformation prayer can bring into our lives, moving us from anxiety to peace, from worry to gratitude. The Apostle Paul, writing from a place of imprisonment, gives us an instruction that may seem counterintuitive. Don't worry about anything. How is it possible not to worry when faced with life's uncertainties and trials? Paul's answer is simple and yet profound. Replace worry with prayer. This isn't a call to passive acceptance, but an invitation to active engagement with God through prayer. Prayer, according to this passage, encompasses everything. It's not just for our big, life-altering problems, but for all things, great and small. God wants to be involved in every aspect of our lives. And through prayer, we invite Him into our daily concerns, joys, and needs. Telling God what we need isn't about informing Him of something He doesn't know. It's about acknowledging our dependence on Him. It's an act of humility and trust, recognizing that we are not self-sufficient. We need God's guidance, provision, and presence in every part of our lives. Thanksgiving is a crucial component of our prayer life. It shifts our focus from our problems to God's faithfulness. Remembering and thanking God for what He has done builds our faith and trust in Him for what we are facing now and will face in the future. The promise attached to this kind of prayerful living is God's peace. This peace is not as the world gives, temporary and circumstantial, but is divine, surpassing all understanding. It's a peace that guards our hearts and minds, keeping us anchored in Christ amid life storms. So, how do we live out this passage? First, make prayer a habit. Start and end your day with prayer. Let it be your first response, not your last resort in every situation. Next, be specific in your requests. When you pray, be honest and specific about your needs and concerns. It strengthens your relationship with God and increases your awareness of His involvement in your life. Third, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Regularly recount and thank God for His blessings and past faithfulness. Keeping a gratitude journal can be a practical way to do this. Fourth, embrace God's peace. Allow the peace of God to fill your heart and mind. In moments of anxiety or worry, remind yourself of God's promises and His past faithfulness. Last, share your prayer life. Encourage others by sharing how prayer impacts your life. Sometimes, your testimony can be the encouragement someone needs to start or deepen their prayer journey. Prayer is not just a spiritual discipline. It is a lifeline, a source of strength, peace, and connection with God. As we follow Paul's exhortation to pray about everything, let's remember that no concern is too small for God's attention, and no situation is beyond His control. May we experience the peace of God as we commit every worry, every need, and every thanksgiving to Him in prayer.